Am I on? All right, you don't need Red Bull to have wings to fly. You just need the Lord Jesus in your spirit.
Amen.
All right. I hope you guys took your rest time and rested. Because I'm ready to go again. Right? That time is very critical. I learned all these years. When they tell you to take a rest time, take a rest time. But now, just going to speak, not too long, just words of encouragement for everybody. Yeah. You know, hopefully, I hope everybody here has received the Lord Jesus. And as those who are believers in the Lord, God's child, God's children, we have the life of God in us. And what did Jesus himself like to do? He liked to talk to people. Everywhere he went, he just spoke. And when he spoke, it was just so normal. He was a normal person. They say, is this not the carpenter? But we say, is this not the Christ? So we realize, I want to share, you know, as believers, we need to have it in our being, because there's an overflow of life in us, to want to just talk to people. How many people are afraid to talk to strangers? Raise your hand. How many are not afraid to talk to strangers? Wow. How many are afraid to not talk to strangers about the Lord Jesus? Good. Good. That's very good. So, if you know that, this is still for you. So I want to help you guys, right, to encourage us all. When we have this sense, when we are talking to strangers, technically, those of you on the college campus, you know a lot of people on the campus. You have classmates. You have roommates. When you are with people you know, are you not normal with them? Right? They don't think you're weird. But how come when it's time to talk about the Lord to somebody else, you freeze up? Why is it just like, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh. You know, and that's normal. That is normal. But, you know, I just want to give a quick testimony. This term on the campus, we was in the library, we were meeting some brothers. And then there was a student sitting by himself. He had this, you know, hardcore leather cutoff jacket, death metal sitting there, you know. Nobody's next to him. Five other seats. He has his whole table by himself. I'm like, why is this guy by himself? I pull a chair, and I'm eating something. I say, yeah, how do you doing? I can sit here. He said, yeah, sit here. Right away, I was like, I'm going to talk to him for an hour. He invited me to sit with him. It was so normal. I didn't say, hey, I'm here to give you the meaning of your human life. I just sat down. I said, what are you studying? He was talking about what he's studying, all these things. I said, oh, that's interesting, very interesting. You know, and then we just start talking about some other things. And I was generally listening to him. That's a big thing. We, you know, when we talk to strangers, we have to genuinely be interested in them. Don't just think, I'm just going to wait for him to finish so I can unload my cargo. You wouldn't like that if you're talking about the Lord and not listening to you, right? We have to be genuine interested in people when we talk to them. Because when we listen, then we know what we can speak to them about the Lord. Or even if we should even speak about the Lord that time. Because the Lord is just using you as a seed the first time you talk to anybody. Because you genuinely care for him. So when I said that, I just talked, got to know him and all these things. I said, why do you even come to college? You know, what do you want? He said, I didn't even want to come, all these things. And I just got to know him, talking. I think I was there for at least a good 45 minutes just getting to know him. His name is Ryan. And he's like, yeah, you know, people usually don't talk to me because of the way he looks. But he was just a normal person. And then he said, what are you doing here? Of course, that's a harder question. I just said, oh, yeah, you know, I help out with the Christian club. He goes, oh, that's cool. What's he going to say? Oh, that's bad? But now I know it, Ryan. And then I say, oh, are you here? He goes, yeah, I'm here Tuesdays and Thursdays at the library. Anytime I want to talk to Ryan, I can go to the library. And he'll be right there. And I say, hey, how's it going, Ryan? He'd be like, oh, hey, Philon. And slowly, I have the whole term. I could talk about the Lord slowly to him. And when I'm ready to go, I was like, yeah, I got to go. I got a Bible study. Well, you know, you should come sometimes. All right, I got to go. Now he knows there's a Bible study every Thursday at 12:15. Now, was my goal to give him this whole good news? No. My goal was to get to know this person. So when we go somewhere, right, we need to have this kind of attitude where we are just talking to people. Now, when we talk to people, please don't be abnormal. What is abnormal? Abnormal is if you don't even know how to say hi to somebody. If you see them, say hi. How far does hi go? It goes a long way. Right, Jason? We just got to be known. Say, oh, how are you doing today? My name is so-and-so. Who here has ever seen anybody eat by themselves on your campus? Sitting by themselves. Okay. Are you afraid to ask to sit with them? Yes, okay. Yes, it's not easy, I understand. Because they're like, why do you want to sit with me? But is there a table next to them that's open? Yes, most likely there is. I get another story. So he's sitting by himself. I was like, I'm just going to sit right next to him. My table, his table is right here. I was like, and I'm praying. I'm like, Lord, I want to talk to this person. Oh, Lord. Inside, and I'm like, amen. And he's doing this. I say, oh, what are you reading? That's it. The moment I ask what he's reading, and he says, oh, I'm reading my biology. I say, oh, I'm going to have a nice 20-minute conversation with him. Now, was that abnormal or normal? That was normal. We need to generally just care for people out there because we have this thing in us. Some of us are introverts, right? A lot of us are introverts, and we're scared to lose our faces. Your faces are not that pretty. The Lord just wants you to go out there and talk to people because everything is a habit. If we don't build a habit of getting to talk to people, how will we ever build that habit? Right? It's, miraculously, it's not going to be one day you're just going to wake up and be like, I'm not an introvert anymore. We just need to practice. Practice. Practice talking to people. Practice genuinely interested in just random people. You'd be so shocked how cherished thing it is for them when somebody actually comes to ask them, what are they doing? What are they studying? You know, that's why, even on the campus, people commit suicide. They look like they... And then you ask it, nobody has ever even talked to them. Nobody's even asked them what they're doing here. They haven't found one single friend. And then that is true. But, right, us, we should generally care for people. And we talk to people, we should realize, wow, this is a person that the Lord might have chosen. This person in my biology class, the Lord put me right next to him. Maybe he wants me to speak something eventually. But what is wrong with asking somebody in your classmate to go eat lunch? How many have ever asked anybody to eat lunch? And have this? Did they ever say, no, I don't want to ever eat lunch with you? Most likely, they say what? Yes, correct? So if they say yes one time, would they not say yes a second time? Most likely. So we have to get out of our shells and ask people. Talk to them. Get to know them. Because when I see students with other friends, I say, oh, have you ever had lunch with them? No. Well, what have you been waiting for? How long are you going to wait? Oh, my senior year. You're never going to see them. So we got to have this burden, a genuine burden, not out of a commandment, not out of a checklist, but just a real genuine love for other people, right? And of course, you know, my disposition is I do like to talk to people. I just love to talk to people. I could talk to them about anything. I could talk to you about comic books. I could talk to you about sports. I could talk to you about clothes and shoes or TV. But when I talk to them, I talk to them in a way where they still sense there's something different about your talk. There's a different way when we talk to them to show that you genuinely care about them and you're just not going off tangent on all these things. So when we talk to people, we have to show that we genuinely care. Like, hi, oh, what are you reading there? What book is that?
Spirit of Reality.
Spirit of Reality. What is Spirit of Reality? Pretend there's another book. Okay. What book are you reading there?
Fahrenheit 451.
Oh, hi, I'm Falon.
Hi, Matt.
Matt. Oh, Matt. What year are you, Matt?
Senior.
Are you a senior? Oh, man, you're almost done, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you want to do? You want to go back to school or get a job?
I don't know, maybe looking at masters.
Looking at masters?
Yeah.
Oh, do you live on campus or you commute?
Yeah, I live down the street.
Oh, you live down the street? Oh, that's so much cheaper, huh?
Yeah.
What is tuition anyways here?
It's about like $58,000.
$58,000?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Man, you know, when I went to school, I was only paying like $13,000 a year. That's how old I am. But look, what am I doing? I'm just talking to him. I'm just asking random questions. And eventually, I'm asking? I'll be like, hey, so what days are you here? Are you on campus all the time?
Usually Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You like to eat lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some lunch sometime. I'm here on campus that time.
Sure.
Was that hard? How hard was that? And I didn't know him. I did not know him. How about if I didn't know him? Matt, what's he up? Matt, yo, what are you doing today, 12?
Nothing.
Nothing, let's go eat.
Okay.
You think that does happen. That can happen exactly like that. That, because I genuinely care for this person, Matt. I want to save him from the lake of fire. My heart is to save him from the lake of fire. My heart is to be normal him. My heart is for him to see me as a normal person. I don't want to think I'm a weird Christian. You know, we do all these things. Because sometimes your friends, they'll eventually ask you about your faith. If they know you're a Christian, who you mean? So they say, so what do you really do there? Do you wear like a purple robe? That's what my friends used to tell me. Say, do they give you Kool-Aid to drink? I don't hang out with them anymore. This is why. So the Lord touched me. But I was so normal to them, you know, to realize they were shocked because they thought I was the most normal person in the world to be saved. How could that happen? That got happened because a normal brother took care of me. They just took care of me in a normal way. And I sense these people genuinely care for me. They just care. They just took me out. They just hung out with me. Why can't we not just hang out with people? I think we can. How many have talked to a new person already this term? How many have actually made an appointment with them? Go to lunch. Not too many. How many here are now determined to go back and ask your friends to go to lunch? We're still scared. You know, I want to share the right testimony in the short time that I have. Okay, so going shopping. I use this a lot. How many people like to go shopping? How many people ever go to a toll booth? You ever hit a toll booth when you drive? You know, those people can't go anywhere when you preach the gospel. You know that. A toll booth. That'd be 50 cents. Oh, yeah, here you go. Jesus is Lord. I have a brother. Well, he's a brother in the Lord. He works at Costco. Every time I see him, he smiles at me, and he knows. And I walk up to him, and I was like, where you at, brother? He's like, I'm in the Lord. In front of everybody. Cosmos, I was like, we got to stay in the Lord. How is that? It's normal. We got to have this village just to go talk to people. The people at Walmart. I always talk about Walmart. I love Walmart. I love the people there because they're not too happy, the people that work there. So I give them some Christ. I said, man, how you doing today? Oh, you know, it's busy. Forget about it. You know who's good? The Lord Jesus. But those are just regular strangers. I'm burning, you could just go to your friends. We have tons of friends. We have tons of people to take care of. Somebody called me one day, just calling, you know, a brother called me. And I thought he wanted to call to fellowship about something. He called to yell at me about the Lord Jesus. He's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, uh-huh, uh-huh, And he's yelling. And then he's just like, okay, I'm done with the Lord. Click. And I'm like, oh, amen, Lord. So I just said, so the Lord said, how do you take care of this, right? I don't want to be super spiritual. I want to be all these things. I just texted him, brother, anytime you want to talk, I'm right here. A little bit later, he says, I called on the Lord. I feel better. You know, during those times, we had to realize we have to be normal. We can say, hey, now. Don't be saying those things to the Lord. We got to be normal where people are at. How about you meet your friends and they say, I'm having a bad day. Do you say, I got the answer for you. Call on the Lord with me. Come on. Oh, Lord Jesus. They're not going to do that. They won't do that. The question is, do you actually care that they're having a bad day? That's the question. If they say they're having a bad day, do you actually care that they're having a bad day? I hope you do. I hope you sense, wow, this person's having a bad day. I should show that I'm a genuine friend. I say, oh, what's going on? What is wrong? You know what? Come on over. Or let's go get some ice cream. Let's go get a whatever you guys get. I just invite people over my house most of the time. And, you know, so we do these things. I hope this shows that, you know, we have a heart just to care for each other. You know, just to spend, you know. The Lord always touched me that when you give, right, you don't live for yourself. The Lord has given me mercy just to give my time to be on the campus full time. So the Lord said, so I just give. I have nothing for myself because I love talking to people. I genuinely love to hang out with them. Is it hard on my personal time? Yes. But the fact that you are there with them, it shows that you care. And that is a great testimony that the people that you ask that you hang out with them when you have to study, when you have the test, but you say, I have 10 minutes. You're right. I'll give you 10. Let's go. I have 10 minutes. Let's go hang out. I have a half hour, but I have time for you because I want to spend time with you. So I'm going to stop here. Because we have testimonies. We have testimonies going to come out. Talk about taking care of others. Taking care of others because we want to care for them. So do you want all of them up here? Do you want all the...
Yeah, sure. We have all seven of them come up.
Two at a time?
Amen. Hi, my name is Matt. I'm a senior at UMass Boston. And I just wanted to share something of like what I've been enjoying this semester. So me and Angel, actually every Thursday after my last class, we read together. We read something from the Word. And it's just like the highlight of my day because, you know, I come out of my last class, I'm kind of like in my mind, kind of like thinking of like, oh, okay, this assignment's due next week, and you know, and then I just see Angel, and then we just read together, and it's just so wonderful, just getting into the Word with another brother, and it's just so nice to see, to be, you know, like, it's not like a hard thing, or it's not a thing that's like, you know, strenuous. It's just like we just get into the Word. And we just let the Lord work. And maybe he shows something that I didn't see, or I show him something that he didn't see. And it's just this like mutual shepherding. It's like just really wonderful. And it's been really touching this semester. Amen. Amen. Oh.
So... another Christian on my floor, and one morning I was at the dining hall, and I usually sit by myself and read the Bible, but for some reason there were this group of three friends, and I just felt that I should sit with them. And I knew one of them by name, I think, and I don't remember it too well, but I sat down, and you know, we were having a conversation about classes. It was the beginning of the fall semester, And then at the end, one of the girls was like, "Oh, are you Christian?" Because she was looking at my Bible. And I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Oh, I'm Christian too." And then her friends were also Christian. And so she was on my floor. And one morning when I was up, like morning revival, she was also there with her Bible. And then she was like, "Oh, can I read with you?" I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "What are you reading?" And I was like, "Lord, I hope she's not reading like Obadiah or something." She was like, "Oh, I'm reading Ezekiel." I was like, "Oh," because that's what we were going through for like the past 6 months. I was like, "Oh, okay." So we read a chapter from Ezekiel together, and then we were sharing about, she was telling me like she's part of these Christian clubs on campus, and she was just like wondering how to go on in college. And so that was the beginning of fall semester, and it's been a long time since then. She's come to our morning revivals that we have on campus, and she was like, "Oh, I never called on the Lord that much in one sitting." I was like, "Yeah." And then she came to one of our home meetings, and she brought one of her friends to one of our home meetings, and she really enjoyed it. And I remember that night I was really tired, and I had a lot of homework, and I was just tired. And there's like a lot of people, but she was so excited. And then she was like, "Hi, Susan." And then I was like, "Wow, like that joy is not shallow. That's like something deep within." And now she's like interested in the book of Romans. So when we go back, we're gonna go through a book titled The Normal Christian Life. Rutgers.
My name's Annie, and I'm a sophomore at Tufts, and this past year we started having home meetings in my dorm, and it's just been such an enjoyable experience. The first time, I remember people were like, we were singing and the walls are not soundproof, so people were knocking on my suite door, and they're like, "What is this? Like, what's all this singing? Are you guys practicing? Like, it's just so happy." And then afterwards, my suite mates, they're like, "When are the happy people coming back?" And I was like, "Who?" And they're like, "You know, the happy people." I was like, "Who are they?" And they're like, "Your friends." I was like, "Oh, you want them to come back?" And they're like, "Yeah." And so that's kind of been like a once in a month thing. And then recently, a couple weeks ago, we had home meeting again. And I was really stressed that day. I had a lot going on. And our like suite, we have a kitchen. It's just like been a mess. It's disgusting. And I was just considering how much I had to clean that night to prepare for home meeting, but these two sisters came for lunch, and I went to class, and they just stayed there to finish their lunch, but I come back after class, and the entire kitchen is clean. They even cleaned the inside of the microwave, like, everything was just clean and, like, prepared for tonight. I was like, "Wow, thank you, Lord." And then that night, I, like, invited some friends, and they had, like, staggered arrivals due to schedules and such, and so I was, like, trying to figure out who to talk to and like how to, I don't know, I was trying to plan like, "Oh, this one's gonna come during dinner and this one's gonna come during singing. This one's gonna be here during like Bible discussion," like plan that. But then when they came, the other people in my home meeting, they just start talking to them in a very normal way, introduce themselves, and I didn't have to do anything. It was just really awesome. And one of my classmates, he came during Bible discussion. And one of the brothers was going on about Jesus, the wonderful human. And I didn't tell my friend that this was a Christian gathering. I just told him to come for dinner. And so after, he was like, "I've never heard that before, and it's very interesting, and wow." And I thought that was just it. But then a couple days later, I was at a Bible study, and someone was missing. And I was like, "Where is this? Where's like this person that was missing?" And they were like, "Oh, he's with your friend, Ryan." And I was like, "What? Like, how are they together?" And turns out this brother had got his phone number and they got lunch, and then my friend prayed and received the Lord. And I was just like really shocked, but it just made so much sense, since when we bring people, it doesn't become our only burden. Like the people that we bring, they become written on everyone else's hearts too. And then it just becomes, everyone starts praying for them. And then through prayer, the Lord's able to work. And then because this brother met with my friend, I was able to have a real conversation with my friend about the Lord and like just talk to him about his salvation. And I've never done that before. So Amen. That was really cool.
Hi, I'm Keisha. I'm a sophomore at MIT. And okay, I don't really know what to say, but okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, I think we just need to have a change in our concept about what the gospel is. The gospel is just the good news, and it's our enjoyment of Christ. So when we enjoy more of Christ, the more we can flow out. And sometimes for me, it's difficult to change the conversation to be about the Lord. But it's actually just very normal. Like when the Lord touches us, maybe sometimes to just say something to our friend, we should obey that feeling, and then we should just tell them what we're thinking. So I had an experience last semester bringing one of my friends to receive the Lord, and we were just friends, we're floor mates, and I was passing by her, and I was just asked her how she was doing, and she was just like, oh, I don't know, and I was like, is it just work? And she was just like, no, it's just like life. So at that moment, I just remembered about the IPMM, the coming Saturday. And I just told her about, I was like, oh, there's this meeting, a Christian meeting. If you're interested, you can come. And she wasn't able to make it to that one, but she came to the next one. And there was a lot of prayer from the saints. We need a lot of prayer for our friends. And she came and she opened up to me about her entire situation and that she had just hit like rock bottom that week and didn't know how to go on. And after the IPMM, she was just so grateful. Like her entire mood changed and I was really happy too. She was just so thankful to come. So after that, we were still friends. We're pretty normal with each other. We cook together and stuff, but we would have times set apart to read the Word. And then for me, sometimes it was a struggle because I didn't know what else to do. So then I would just, I brought her to the saints, to the trainees, and they were really able to shepherd this one. So I guess... Yeah, that's all I have to say, but maybe just live a normal life, just enjoying the Lord, and he can spontaneously flow out, and he is he just arranges everything in his own timing.
Are there three more? Maybe the last three can come up.
My name's Havana. I'm a sophomore at Lesley University. It's a really small school in Cambridge, has 2,000 undergrad. And so my testimony kind of takes place over my entire college career thus far. Going into college, I really had this heart for my campus because after orientation, I was like, wow, like it's just so dead here. And I had this realization, and I had this desire to preach the gospel, and just to go and preach the gospel to my classmates. And actually, the Lord honored that. And within, I think, the first month, I was having an appointment with one of the full-timers at Harvard, and my friend, my classmate, she came and sat down with us during our appointment. And from that moment on, my friend Sam, she was written on my heart, and the Lord wrote her on my heart. And, you know, I don't think I really talked to her that much about being a Christian or, you know, anything like that, just being normal, being friends. The first semester, she came to a college meeting, and actually her response was pretty negative. I was kind of discouraged. I didn't think that anything was going to happen with her. Basically kind of wrote it off. Actually, the following semester, so spring of my freshman year, I was at a Bible study, and we were talking about the name of Jesus, and one of the assignments at the end was to tell one of your friends something that you enjoyed. So I was walking with her from class one day, and I was like, you know, I just shared with her what I had enjoyed that Monday. And I just took that opportunity and planted a seed in her. And actually, it wasn't until this past fall she came to a home meeting. And again, it didn't really amount to anything, but I was like, Lord, she's ripe. She's ready to receive you. But, you know, the time kind of passed and we went on break. But last month at a prayer meeting, we had an opportunity just to pray for ones who are on our hearts. And we just threw their names out there and we prayed for them. And I threw out Sam's name and we actually prayed that she would receive the Lord. And that was our prayer. And I texted her that night and I was like, are you available for dinner tomorrow? And she came to the home meeting and that night she received the Lord. Amen. And I think two things that impressed me from this experience were taking opportunities, not just to speak to your friends, but to pray for them and to pray with the saints. And then also just that the Lord has his own timing. Because in my heart, I was like, I want to save one person every year, but that, you know, that didn't happen my freshman year, actually. It took almost 2 full years of knowing Sam before she received the Lord. So I was just impressed that the Lord has his own timing.
I'm Michelle, I'm a sophomore at NYU, and I'm going to share about the gospel work at NYU. So last fall, some trainees from Seoul, full-time trainees from Seoul, came to New York for the gospel trip. And during that, during the time in New York, we had a BFA table in Washington Square Park, which is a park right in the middle of our campus, and we sang hymns and for several hours, and we did that twice. So the first time we did it, before we started singing, I was still very much to myself. I was thinking, oh, like, there's so many people here. What if my classmates see me? What if my professors see me? What would these people think of me? But I really enjoyed that once I started singing, and once all the saints started singing, I feel like we were all very much in our spirit. We were just enjoying, and it was just very, we just forgot about everything else, and we were just very much enjoying the Lord. And I also, so during that time, this random guy just walked up to us, and he asked us whether he could join us to sing. And he just came and sang with us. And then at the end, he was like, are you guys going to sing again some other time? And we said, yes, we're going to sing again next week. And then we thought he wouldn't come again next week. But then he showed up again, and he sang with us. And ever since, he's been meeting with us regularly. And I also want to share, on our club on campus, we have an English-speaking group and a Chinese-speaking group, and normally it's quite separate. But then I really enjoy that this semester we have more blending with the Chinese-speaking groups. So several Chinese-speaking saints, they would meet up after work, maybe 5 p.m. on a Tuesday, and they would go and spread the gospel and pass out flyers containing our club information. And I feel like very much, oftentimes in our concepts, if you pass out a flyer, people won't really read it. But I really appreciate that the Chinese-speaking saints passed out these flyers, and one of the brothers, he received the flyer, and he's actually sitting right here right now. And I also enjoy that, you know, gospel preaching shouldn't just be something once a week or once a semester. It should be part of our living, and we should set aside some time every week to go out with a sister and just pass out these tracts or flyers.
Hey guys, I'm Isaac. I'm a freshman at UMass Boston. And I like to share about the amazing power of fellowship and how easy it is to fellowship with others. Amen. So last semester was my first retreat year, and one of the burdens was to overflow and bear fruit. So when I got home, I just kept overflowing. I called some of the saints like Matt, and we just kept talking about the retreat. Then I bothered my roommates about it. And then I called one of my friends from high school, and I just talked to them about what I enjoyed about the retreat. And then I had a burden for this friend to receive the Lord. So I just called another brother here at UMass that's serving, and we were just able to pray for this friend. And then a few weeks later, he calls me back, and he contacts me with a brother in the city they're in. And then I contact this brother, and we start praying, and then we eventually plan a time to meet up over break. So break happens, we meet up with a friend, we have a great fellowship together. We talk about the body of Christ, we talk about the blood of Christ, we talk about receiving the Spirit, and eventually, now they're here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I just love how easily and unhindered God can move when the body's working, the body's flowing, the body's fellowshipping. Amen.
I just want to mention a couple of things along these same lines. One thing that it's good to realize, and that is that the gospel, it's not a narrow thing. It includes all the riches of Christ, and so you see this in Ephesians. This is very impressive to me. In Ephesians 3, Paul said, "To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel." So he was commissioned to with this grace to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. So what you heard here were some of the saints just sharing their enjoyment and just talking to people. That's marvelous. And you don't know who's going to receive it. You don't know what their real condition is. Some of them, they may have a Christian background, but they're not even really, they've never been born again. So you don't know. And it's not like you have to size everybody up and determine, oh, this is for this person, that was for that one. Listen, just to share anything that you've been enjoying, something that just kind of pops out, is really good. It's worthwhile. The gospel is the power of God.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? It's the power. It's not you that's the power. You're not the power. Matt, you're really good at the gospel, right? Doesn't matter. You're not the power anyway. It's the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. It's Him. And I really like another verse. This is in Romans. And the book of Romans was written by Paul. And the whole book is a gospel. And this is what it says in Romans 1:15. He says, for my part, I'm ready to announce the gospel to you also who are in Rome. He wrote this letter to the church in Rome. And it says, I'm ready to announce the gospel to you, to believers. Isn't that, can you believe that you can announce the gospel to the believers? It's because, you know, the gospel is the good news. There's a lot of good news. There's a lot of riches of Christ that we can share with others. And we don't know what that will do. It's powerful. I shared with a lot of you, I think, last time, just my experience. And that was, I'm on the campus. I just had a turn back to the Lord. So I'm pursuing the Lord. And I have somebody I was playing tennis with. And I didn't know he was a believer. I just beat up on him in tennis. And I think I said that. Anyway, we're going to class. And then he's getting ready to go that way. I'm going this way. And he stops me and says, hey, can I share something I enjoy with you? Can I share something with you that I enjoyed from the Bible? Am I going to say no? I said, sure. And so he shared for me for less than a minute something he enjoyed from Ephesians. I don't remember what it was, but all I know is it was rich, it was sweet. But you know what? Like I said, I don't remember, but guess what? It changed my whole life. I wouldn't be here if that young brother hadn't shared that little portion with me. Isn't that amazing? Well, afterwards, you know what I was thinking? I wasn't just thinking about what he shared with me. On one hand, I thought, wow, that's pretty good. But you know what impressed me the most? Was that this guy had the boldness to stop and talk about the Lord Jesus on a college campus. To me, he didn't know anything about what was going on in my life. But he had the boldness. And I read, where did he get that boldness? You know, there's something... you don't realize it's not just what you say. It's just you're saying something for the Lord and about the Lord impresses them. It touches them. Where do they get that strength? Where do they get the power to just talk to someone like that? And I look like a hippie, so why would he do that? You know what I mean? But he did. And it changed everything in my whole life after that. Next thing you know, I got him working with me part-time while I was going to school. And then what did he do? He started sharing more. He started sharing more. The next thing you know, he brings me to a meeting. And now I'm starting to see things. Next thing you know, I love the Lord to the uttermost. I love the church. Anyway, everything changed. My wife, my kids, they all wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that little brother sharing for one less than a minute some of the riches of Christ in Romans. That's just my experience. Anyway, is that enough?
Amen.
Okay.